something on this one. That's a design. It is? Sure, can't you see flowers against a background of gravy?
I've been meaning to talk to you about Monday night. We want you and Ricky to help us celebrate. It's our wedding anniversary.
Oh, yours and Fred's?
No, me and Gregory Peck. We've been married for 18 years, and I vowed that at least once before I died, Fred was going to take me to a nightclub on our wedding anniversary.
Well, that sounds reasonable.
Now, this is my plan. We'll go in there and I'll say, I know what let's do next Monday night. Let's go to a nightclub. And you second the motion. Then Ricky will bound to his feet and say, that's great. Then Fred will have to take me because if
Ricky bounds to his feet and says, that's great?
Right.
Wrong. Ricky hates nightclubs.
But he works in one. Your life should be just one gay round of nightclubs.
Yeah, that's what I thought when I married a band leader. But ever since we said I do, there are so many things we don't.
Well, it was a good idea while it lasted. Gee, it was gonna be the Copacabana.
The Copacabana.
Uh-huh.
Gee. Well, don't you worry. We'll go.
We will?
Sure. I want to go as much as you do. But don't forget you can catch more flies with honey than you can with vinegar.
You mean be nice to the boy?
Yeah. We'll be so lovey-dovey to them that they'll be sitting in a nightclub before they know what hit them. Oh, that ought to do it.
Hey, Rick, are you doing anything Monday night?
I don't think so. It's my night off. Why?
I'd like you to join me in commemoration of an 18-year-old tragedy.
What do you mean?
Well, it's our wedding anniversary.
Oh, you want us to join you in a celebration?
I prefer to think of it as a grim reminder. I'd like to go over to Charlie's steakhouse and then take in the fights.
Oh, you dreamer, you.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I don't know, Fred. If you want to go to the fights, I think you should. After all, it's your anniversary. There must be some way we can get the girls to go to the fights.
Yeah, we could tie them in sacks and carry them in.
I tell you what, as soon as they come into the living room, we'll be real nice to them, see? Soft soap them a little. Smoosh them up.
Smoosh?
Ethel? Now look, everybody knows you can get around a woman with a little sweet talk.
Well, that's all right for Lucy, but it's a little longer trip around Ethel.
Do you want to go to the pies or don't you?
All right, I'll smooch.
Okay, now lay it on...
Four people use so many dishes.
I don't know.
What's the matter? What you standing up for?
Because two gorgeous ladies entered the room.
They did? Where?
They mean us.
Oh, you great big Latin lover, you.
Ah, you sweet, handsome man, you.
You gorgeous, exciting woman, you.
I pass.
Isn't he cute? Darling, why don't you sit down here?
Oh, yes, you sit down too, baby.
Well, you sit down on my lap. You'll be more comfortable there.
All right.
You sit there, darling. This chair is more comfortable.
Oh, but if it's so comfortable, I want you to have it.
Ethel, do one thing that I ask you, will you, please? I said sit down!
Ethel, don't you think you're overdoing it a little?
I'll get them. No trouble.
Oh, they're right here.
Oh,
what?
Oh, sorry. Thank you very much.
That's all right.
Isn't she sweet? Thank you,
Lucy.
Thank you very much.
It's all right. Light.
Would you like it? Hey, I'll get
You know, Ricky, baby, there's only one time you look handsomer than you do now, and that's when you wear a tuxedo.
Oh, yes. I think a tuxedo is the best-looking thing a man can wear.
Unless he's wearing boxing trunks.
Speaking of boxing, there's nothing more exciting than a ringside seat.
Yes, sir. A ringside seat at the Copacabana.
Yeah. Well, look, Lucy, Monday's Fred's anniversary, and he wants to go to the fights.
Yeah, well, Monday's Ethel's anniversary, too, and she wants to go to a nightclub.
Yeah, well, Fred is not going to go to any stuffy nightclub.
Well, Ethel's not going to any stale fights.
Lucy, don't push me too far. It's the fights or nothing.
Well, is that final?
Final.
You brought this on yourself. Ethel wants a divorce.
Good.
No, she doesn't. No, I don't. Well, honey, you said you wanted to go to a nightclub.
Yeah, why don't you mind your own business? I mean, maybe the fellow wants to go to a fight. You want to go one way.
Wait a minute, will you? Everybody be calm. We'll figure out a way to settle this thing.
I know. The democratic way. We'll put it to a vote.
Couldn't you guess how it's going to come out?
Well, try it anyhow.
All right, everybody wants to go to the fights? Raise their hand. One, two. Everybody wants to go to the nightclub? Raise their hand. One, three. All right, I guess we'll have to go to the Copacabana. Three!
Lucy?
Well, I don't care. We want to go to the Copacabana.
We're going to fights.
If you go to the fights, you can just go alone.
Okay, if that's the way you want it, and I hope you have a nice, pleasant evening at home.
Who's staying at home? Ethel and I are going dancing at the Copa.
I hope one of you knows how to lead.
We will not be dancing together, Smarty. We will have dates.
We will?
Oh, we will. We will.
Date? Ethel with a date?
Oh. Dates? That's very funny.
Go ahead and laugh. I know just who our dates will be, and they're both tall, dark, and handsome, and young. Who are they? You'll just die when I tell you. Two of the most eligible young bachelors in town. Of course, I can't talk while certain parties are in the room. Well, whisper their names to me. Okay.
No.
Yes.
Well, I guess we can take a hint. Come on downstairs to my apartment, Rick. I don't like the atmosphere up here.
Yeah.
Lucy, what were those names you whispered to me?
What'd they sound like?
It sounded like Little Boy Blue and Peter Cottontail.
That's who it was.
Huh? Well, I was just trying to put up a big front while the boys were here.
That's what I was afraid of. Where can we get any dates?
Well, don't give up so easily. We'll find some men somewhere.
Where? There's no place where millions of single women haven't already looked.
Well, how about... No. No. Oh, we're not concentrating. We must know two men who are single and attractive. Two men who are single? Two men? Boy and a dog?
Maybe we should settle for Little Boy Blue and Peter Cottontail.
I know.
What?
I'll get my address book, call up some of my old boyfriends.
Oh, Lucy.
Well, it's only 11 years old.
Oh.
Well, after all, it's worth a try. This is an emergency. I'll start at the A's. George Anderson. Butterfield 89970.
Brother, will Monday be a night? We'll go over to Charlie's and we'll get steaks this thick. And we'll have big slices of raw onions all over them. And there won't be any women around to tell us we can't eat them.
Do you suppose they really can get dates?
Well, who cares? Why don't you stop worrying about them?
I keep thinking that they'll go out to dinner somewhere and they'll have some champagne and then they'll go to the Copacabana and have more champagne, and then they'll dance and have more champagne, and who knows what will happen.
Yeah, with all that champagne, even Ethel might look good. But what are we going to do, Rick?
Well, We could get dates, too, and go to the Copacabana and keep an eye on them. No, that's not a very good idea.
Dates? Yeah, you said dates? Ricky, that's the most sensational idea you ever had. And we owe it to ourselves. We can get a couple of blondes just to help us keep our eye on our wives, who've seen fit to go out with other men.
Yeah, and they couldn't get mad at us by being with other girls because they're there with other fellows.
What a dream situation. And I bet you know a million gals. Where's your address book?
I burned it.
Burned it?
I hadn't been in this country very long, and Lucy said it was part of the American marriage ceremony.
That's absolutely criminal. I bet you could have got a fortune for that book.
A alone was worth $100.
Hey, I tell you what I do. I'll call Jeannie Jones.
You mean the girl that sings at the Starlight Roof?
Yeah. She's married now, but she knows every girl in town.
I'm glad you thought of her.
Yes, well, it's been nice talking to you, Paul. Yes, it's been a long time. My, my, 7 children. Yes, it's been a long time. Yes, well, all right. Goodbye, Paul. Well, that takes care of old Wagner.
Yeah. Excelsior Cleaners, Yum Yum Market, and Sam Zabaglione.
Sam Zabaglione? He must be around. Nobody'd marry him.
Plaza 52099. Did you call up Howard Thompson? He isn't marked off.
Yeah, he's busy Monday night, babysitting with his grandson.
Oh, yeah.
Grandson? Well, don't look at me like that. When I dated him, he was an interesting older man.
Hello? Hello, is this Sam Zabaglione's house? Oh, no, no, no. Don't call your daddy to the phone. I don't want to... Little girl. Paisan!
Well, we can always call the zoo and order a couple of dancing bears.
Why didn't I think of this before? Who are you calling? Who, who, who?
Quiet, you sound like an owl.
Well, who are you calling?
Jeannie Jones. She works at the Starlight Roof and she knows every man in town.
Oh, I feel hopeful again.
Hello, Jeannie. Jeannie, this is Lucy Ricardo. Oh, well, it's very nice to hear your voice again, too, dear. I'll tell you why I called. It seems that a friend of mine, Ethel Mertz... What? They did? Ricky and Fred just called her.
They did? They didn't. They didn't.
They did? They did?
They didn't.
Well, did they or didn't?
Ricky and Fred just asked her to get them dates for Monday night, too.
They didn't.
They did.
Those dirty two-timers. Wait till I get my hands on that
wait
Fred.
Wait a minute. I got an idea. Jenny, I want you to get them dates for Monday night.
That's right. But the dates will be Ethel and me.
Yeah. Yeah. And one more thing, Jenny. I want you to build up these beautiful blind dates.
Yeah.
And tell them that we'll meet them at Ricky's apartment at 8 o'clock.
That's right. Just leave the rest to us, Jenny.
Okay. Bye.
I wonder what they'll be like.
Ginny said that they were just knockouts.
Huh?
Real dreams. Gorgeous, willowy figures. Sweet dispositions. I wonder why they want us to meet us here at the apartment.
Well, maybe they want to be with us alone.
Well, why...
No, don't fight it. Just be thankful our wives have got early dinner dates.
How do How do you do?
We're be looking for a couple of fellas named Ricky and Fred. Be you they?
We be Simon Elmer. Goodbye.
Oh boy, we be your dates.
This one is yours, friend. Too,
Wait a minute now, there's a little mistake here, fella. I'm going to have that little man right over there, and this one is yours, Ma.
Oh, no. Now look, girls, there must be some mistake here. We're waiting for some friends of Ginny Jones.
Well, that's us, and I'm you, see, and this here's my Ma.
That's your mother?
It is. Oh, it is, yeah.
I knew that.
Do something, Ricky. Look, girls, it's very nice of you to come over, but an emergency just came up, and we have to change our plans.
Ah, look at him, oh, he's shy. What's the matter, sonny boy?
No, it's not that I'm shy.
Come on, kiss me.
Wait a minute now.
Come on, kiss me.
Please, now.
Kiss me right now.
Let's get a question. Please.
What's the matter, boy? Ain't I your type? Oh, I do like to be the youngins having fun.
Wait, it's past his bedtime. He's got a rehearsal in the morning.
Young boy,
yeah.
Come on over here and sit down.
Please, now, hold it. Wait a minute. Please. He's right. That's it. I have to rehearse in the morning.
Oh, are you an actor, feller?
No.
A dancer, feller?
No, I'm a singer, feller.
No!
Well, say something.
Yeah!
No, I couldn't, really, I can't.
Okay, let's next.
Wait a minute. I'll sing. What would you like to hear?
Oh, any little ditty.
How about Guadalajara?
Oh, that was beautiful. Let's next.
Now, wait a minute.
Inolvidables como la tarde en que la lluvia desde la loma irnos así hasta Zapopan.
Glass of water. Come on, Fred.
What's the matter, Sonny? Can't you carry a glass of water by yourself?
Let's get out of here while we got a chance.
Wait a minute.
Wait for what?
Come back here. Did you notice that she knew exactly where the cigarettes were and the matches, too?
Yeah, that was kind of funny, wasn't it?
You know who those two creeps are in there? That's Lucy and Ethel.
Oh, no. I'd know my own wife, wouldn't I?
I bet you, Fred.
No. My gosh, it is Ethel. What do they think they're getting away with?
Never mind. Look. Never mind. Just forget it. I got a wonderful idea to get even with
them. Yeah, what?
I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll turn the tables on them, see? As soon as we get back in there, we'll give them that same wolf treatment they've been giving us.
Ricky, you're a genius.
Let's go.
Come on.
Oh, there you are, Ricky boy. I've been waiting to pitch a little woo with you, hog center style.
Okay. Only I thought we'd do it Latin style.
Latin style?
Yeah.
Hey, now, take it easy. Now, wait till the... Hey, take it a minute. We didn't stop yet.
Come here.
Take it easy.
You see this smart Alex trying to unbutton my high-top shoes.
Call us again, Lucy. Nice to have met you, Ethel.
Why, Fred Murray.
You knew it all the time.
Well, not all the time. You were pretty convincing.
Wait a minute, what are we laughing at? You two bums were going out with other women.
Now, listen. I swear, we only get in days to go to the Copa just to keep an eye on you girls.
Is that the truth?
On my honor, passion flower.
What do you think?
Now, look, just to convince you that we're on the level, you two girls go and change your clothes, and we'll all go out and celebrate the Merck's anniversary.
Right!
Oh,
happy anniversary, Ethel. Thank you, Lucy.